And W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A massive storm system is about to clobber California again. Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
More trouble ahead for the Golden State and the rest of the West, with up to 12 inches of rain in Northern California and several feet of snow expected in the Sierra Nevada and Oregon. Avalanche warnings are in effect as crews work to decrease the risk. Many hope that this next round won't be another hard hit.
It's a lot to take in. It's hard. It's our family restaurant.
Now, it's too early to know the dollar amount of the damage, but one benefit from all of these storms, they are helping to ease the drought. When the snowpack melts, that will help refill parched reservoirs.
Right now, though, flooding is still a big threat, with over 15 million people under some sort of flood alert. Damar Hamlin took to Instagram today to say thank you, and he was overwhelmed by all the love and support. Our Michael George with more.
When the Buffalo Bills suit up for Sunday's game against the Patriots, Damar Hamlin's teammates are making sure he'll be there in spirit. They're sewing his number 3 on every uniform. Doctors call the Bills' safety's improvement remarkable, less than a week after going into cardiac arrest after making a tackle.
After a grueling and chaotic 4 days and 15 rounds of voting, there's a new Speaker of the House. Republican Kevin McCarthy was elected and sworn in to the new Congress.
2 months ago, you voted for a new direction for our country. You embraced our commitment to America. And now we're going to keep our commitment to you.
Nearly 10,000 nurses may go on strike at several hospitals across New York City Monday. WCBS-TV's Christina Pham.
Mount Sinai Hospital is taking drastic action in preparation, diverting ambulances, canceling some elective surgeries, discharging as many patients as possible, even moving NICU babies to other hospitals.
For our parents who have babies here, this is, for them, could be the most stressful time of their lives.
And some hospitals are preparing by bringing in travel nurses in case a deal with the union doesn't happen. The king cakes are baking, drinks are flowing, and the beads are a-throwing. It is Mardi Gras in New Orleans, and the Funny 40 Fellows kicked off the start of carnival season with their iconic streetcar ride down historic St. Charles Avenue. They first took to the streets in 1878, stopped in 1898, and revived it in 1981. They have big over-the-top parades every year. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual and...
Got a problem with Max Sync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
8:03 in Madison, Wisconsin, and across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Sweet Delta Dawn on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. snake. Hit a dog that bit me. Ate the monkey on my back. Was it just a dream? We'll be right back.
the devil. Talking to the devil. Talking to the devil. Let me tell you what it says.
Maxxink Radio, we are local music. Sweet Delta Dawn there from their Midnight Circus album back in 2019. Talking to the devil there. Love Sweet Delta Dawn there. Magic Punch started the hour off. Greetings, everybody. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker and Terry Barr. Maxxink, Maxxink Radio. Original local music from Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got to tell you, Maxxink Radio is sponsored by thespaceship.tv. You can buy tickets, see a show, check listings. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds, live to internet streaming of your favorite bands. Get this whole schedule, see the archives, thespaceship.tv.
We had an amazing time with the entire crew. So fortunate to celebrate New Year's Eve there with the civil engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and then Porky's Groove Machine. Wow. And of course, the crew that was working that show from the spaceship.tv. Incredible. We're so grateful that they wanted to partner so that we could kind of do a simulcast. It was radio on television.
It was pretty special.
It was pretty slick. Yeah.
And it gave us an excuse to put the fancy duds on. I always like dressing
up. You two looked very handsome.
We matched. Mm-hmm. We both wore purple, Rocker.
It looked very nice.
That was pretty good. And, you know, I'd have to say Porky's Groove Machine put on a stellar show. If you get the chance to see them, they are definitely even theater. I mean,
yes.
the girl that is the mosquito, you know, she's got some talent. And just the way that band was on stage.
And, you know, she was so energetic and entertaining, as they all were, but she lost one of her little mosquito
antennas. That was all part of
antennas.
The show. The antenna,
that
yeah.
Was
she
hilarious.
Had only had like one antenna. But, you know, you can watch. If you go to thespaceship.tv, you can actually click on that whole broadcast and watch it. Yep. And it's pretty fun. We had a good time.
We did.
We sure did. I want to give Starkweather Brewing Company a shout out too, because they gave us some beer to drink for the night, and I don't know, Rocker, what beer was it? Because it was really good.
It was good.
Oh man,
we don't know.
There was a special name.
We'll
for
just say it was really good.
And Tommy's going to be coming in here for an interview soon.
Cool.
So we'll have them in here, and I'm sure they'll bring us some beer. And they know Jimmy loves beer.
And they got some food happening over there too. We should, you know what? We should have like a little afternoon over at Starkweather. Get some munchies, some appetizers.
Yeah,
We could plan our takeover of the radio world.
Oh, let's do it
with beer.
With beer and munchies at Starkweather Brewing.
Okay, I'm there. I mean, tell me when.
Hey, if you want to join us, come on out, man. We're open.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who listened or watched. And I also shared the complete show on the Maxxink Radio Facebook page. So if you're having trouble finding it, which I don't think you will if you go to thespaceship.tv,
it should be right there.
Yeah, otherwise just go to our Facebook page and you can see it right there too.
Rocker has Maxxink Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock.
Woo-hoo.
Charlie Boy, they're getting ready to sound check.
I know, I'm watching them, and they are I can't wait. We've got some in the hallway. We've got some in the lobby, which we've now called the living room, which I love.
And Terry's been doing some behind the scenes here.
I did. I did a little video.
Is that getting posted to Facebook?
Right? Oh, it was live, so it's already there.
Is the insurance policy up to date here? I mean, it's going to get loud. We may smash some windows. Drumsticks go flying and stuff. I want to make sure we're covered.
You would think of that.
All right. They got to be covered.
Yeah, exactly. If not, it's going to be fun.
You know, last Saturday when we were at the spaceship.tv, I played some Bone Holler. They have a new album out. We got to get Bone Holler in here, actually.
We do. I agree.
In fact, I I owe them because I remember we were talking on the air, Terry. I couldn't remember where they were playing it. They have it in front of me.
Yes.
It was not the High Noon
Saloon. No, it was Cargo Coffee. Yep,
with Mackenzie Moore.
Yeah, and of course that's Dana Perry and German putting that together, and it sounded like it was amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, the day after I messaged Maggie, I messaged a group like, I'm really sorry, I apologize. She's like, that's all right, we'll just put a sign up at the High Noon pointing people over to the Cargo Coffee.
Oh, that's good humor. I like it.
I love it, too. I love it, too. Let's play their brand new song here. This is Bone Holler and Muddy River on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Nothing after, nothing after now. can choose. No risks, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high, high. Yeah, we got high.
Brand new Jordan Story there on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I love this song because just the title and the song is beautiful. We got high. Truer words never been spoken, right, Rocker? hey, everybody. Welcome to this Saturday night. I'm sure you're partaking too, so it's okay, right? Before that, we heard some Bone Holler, Muddy River. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Stick around. Live music in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pie by Charlie Boy. And Work is in the studio. We'll have a chat with them next on Max Inc. Radio.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Just it's 8:30 p.m. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. We got Charlie Boy getting ready to do a sound check. Mm-hmm. Get them live after 9 o'clock tonight. Presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies in the Devil's Lair. Rocker, you have Max Inc. Heavy coming up after 10 o'clock. But right now you're here to introduce some very important people.
Jimmy, work is something you usually forget about when you head out to see your favorite local band. But when you spell it with a U, work is the favorite local band that you came to see.
Mm-hmm.
Born west of the Mad City in 2016, work has been playing summer festivals and clubs, all whilst chalking up more Mama Awards than you can hold in two hands.
It's true.
Work plays the Wisconsin Funk Fest on Friday, January 13th here in Madison. And in the studio tonight to tell us more about work and Wisconsin Funk Fest is guitarist and vocalist Frank Loffenberg, along with drummer Max Morkery. Frank, Max, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. You handled those mamas like Aaron Rodgers handled the Chicago Bears.
Oh! Bam! We need a drum, ba-dum-bum. Yeah.
Now, for our listeners who may not be familiar with work, tell us a little bit about the band.
Work is, we formed in 2016, like you said. We formed as a house band. On Bassett Street in Madison, but a lot of us do find our roots in Mount Horeb.
Yep.
We play like funk fusion, we call it.
We call it funk fusion, and when we first kind of figured that out, we actually had no idea really what that meant. But we knew that like we would incorporate, you know, some jazz elements, some funk. There's like reggae in there. There's a lot of rock in there, you know, so... Yeah. The fusion part of it.
We were like, well, it's a bunch of things, and it's all groovy, because Max is playing drums, so we know it's going to groove.
Yeah.
The guy that first told me about work, he said it's like this band that like plays Hawaii 5-0 music.
There's a lot of fills like that. That's for sure.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, that's cool. I'll put that in the back pocket.
If you're watching work at Atwood Festival with a Hawaiian shirt rocker, it actually fits really good.
Now, you guys were a six-piece band for many years, but you're jamming as five now?
Currently we're five, but actually, as part of this interview, we wanted to announce that we're going to have some special guests for Funk Fest.
Great.
So we're going to bring back a previous worker, Riley Buchanan.
No kidding!
For a couple songs to hear his beautiful falsetto voice.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're also going to have Brandon Jensen he's in... Part of the Mascot Theory and Mad City Funk.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to play with Woodrow. Yeah.
Woodrow.
Wow. And yeah, so he's going to be jamming some keys with us for some of that. So we'll be at six again for that time.
That has to be a lot of fun to bring people in that are not officially part of work, but you get to jam with them, have some fun on stage.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. It brings a new kind of energy. And we're really excited for it. It's going to be a funky night. It
brings
for sure.
a fresh perspective on our songs. It's nice to have somebody that's an outsider come in and then they're playing with us and, you know, to see what they would bring into those songs that we're so used to in our current ensemble.
Yeah.
I looked up the definition of what you said was funk fusion. I think you made it up, which is cool.
Yeah, I did.
It's your words
Pioneers.
Now.
Yeah,
there's like... jazz fusion. There's punk fusion, but whatever. I think
punk
I like
fusion.
This.
Huh.
I like this punk funk fusion. That's great. But okay, so you guys have won a half dozen or more Mama Awards. And I know a lot of times when we talk to people in bands, it's like, yeah, it's so cool, but... What does that recognition really mean? And I got to ask you, what kind of spinach are you eating?
The Popeyes kind, usually.
Only the Popeyes kind.
I don't know what that was. It's probably discontinued now. I think it was really important to us, especially, I would say, like 2019, that we would get on the scene in terms of recognition from the Mamas. That was immediate, like, you know, positive reinforcement as to what we were doing in our own community. That was the main thing for us, and it especially in 2019, I think there was six or five.
Yeah, I think it was six that year. Yeah,
that was something else.
But then, yeah, and then again, that felt like just unbelievable. Like,
yes,
and we got to play. We were part of the ceremony that night too, yeah. So it felt really special. And
I remember,
but again, this year too was like just like kind of like it's just still look good. It's good verification that like oh yeah, we're putting out vibes and people like it. So,
well,
yeah.
It's good promotion, and plus we're talking about the Mamas, the Madison Area Music Association, so it's a charity too to put musical instruments in the hands of kids. We've talked about the Mamas a lot here on Max Inc. Radio, and we'll continue to do that.
Yeah.
I want to mention about the Mamas real quick. Like work, in order to be considered for these awards, you have to submit your music
correct
to the Mamas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, there's been a lot of talk, oh, they're not very diverse or whatever. Well, you know, you can solve that problem by sending in your music to the Mamas.
There you go.
To have it recognized and, you know, and then use it as a PR thing to get your music heard by your fans and new fans.
Well, and a reminder tonight, you're being heard across all of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. And, of course, I always say streaming on the app, which is worldwide. Oh. So somebody's going to be like, work? I got to check these guys out, you know? Yeah.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you're totally right, Jimmy, with the whole benefit of the Mamas and the initiative of getting instruments in kids' hands, which music is such a big part of our life and was a big part of our lives growing up.
Yeah.
It shaped us. So supporting that mission and donating to the Mamas.
Yeah, we would not be where, you know, anywhere close to where we are now without, you know, our teachers and the ability to just have music all around us without us even, you know, wanting to even be a part of it. Yeah. We had to be a part of it.
Is drumming, is that your main thing?
That is, okay. Yes. Yeah. I've been drumming since I was 2. I
mean, wow.
Not well back then, but my dad is a, you know, a really good rock drummer.
Awesome.
And so I would watch, you know, a VHS over and over and over of him playing at a, you know, some kind of corporate gig somewhere. But
that's fun.
You know, that was the main driver for all of it. And, yeah. You know.
Well, then I see Frank sit down behind piano sometimes, and that just kind of blows me away, you know?
It's rare, but it happens.
But
sometimes.
It's good when you do it. Yeah. Very cool.
That's a powerful instrument.
Yeah, sure is.
I just have to just pay my respects.
You know, when you all were talking about the drumming and started drumming when you're one, Rocker was like sitting there smiling. I could see his big grin. Like, oh, I started at one. And I had vodka in my hand.
Already, yeah.
Making my mom proud.
Yeah, yes. There you go. Mama Rocker.
Hey, you all have a big 2023 coming up for work. A lot of festivals, outdoor festivals.
Oh, that's
which
gotta feel good.
I think work is perfectly built for the outdoor festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like that's
our
what
home.
We like to hear. Yeah, we really dig that. We shine in that.
Oh yeah, that's always our most favorite gigs that we play. Is
what are some big ones that you're looking forward to?
I mean, People Fest.
Oh yeah.
I got to get out there.
Yeah.
I
have that place is something else. Yeah.
That's in August, right?
Yep. And we actually have I think back to back weeks in there because the first weekend in August is Mile of Music.
Mm. Oh, that's right. God, you guys are doing it.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's great to hear.
And staying at the hotel up there.
Yeah,
in the Appleton.
Yeah, we've heard they treat everyone like kings and queens.
Yeah, they do a great job.
In the pool, you know.
And then, but the first one coming up actually is a new one for us. We're playing at Big Turn Fest.
That's right.
In Red Wing, Minnesota, in February. So a little bit of funky warmth in the middle of winter.
Nice, it gets started early.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that an outdoor show up there?
No.
Oh, gosh.
I think we're actually playing in a church. So.
Oh, I was going to say, I can see them outdoor, like, you know, fishing, shorts, you know.
Well, propane
negative
heater.
10 degrees outside.
It's gotta be
brave. It's Minnesota.
There's gonna be some lightning and brimstone if you're playing at a church too.
Oh goodness.
Call
I
an
bet
ambulance.
The acoustics are amazing.
You
though.
Might call an ambulance or you might have to deal with the devil if you have to.
Oh.
Now you're talking my language, man.
Oh man. Okay, so the Wisconsin Funk Fest. Holy cow, already this Friday, January 13th, Majestic Theater in Madison. Who is with you? Who do you have playing with you?
We've got Rare Element.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're fun.
Yeah, fun and funky for sure.
Yeah.
They're like our sister band.
Yeah, they're very, very similar instrumentation. We got Todd Phipps playing organ in that band from
another Mount Horeb.
From Mount Horeb, yeah, there's something in the water out there. I swear,
Mama Dig Downs.
Oh, yeah, Mama Dig Downs.
Brass band. And they're playing the middle slot, so that'll be a really funky time. I will never forget the first Mama Dig Down show I went to at Majestic. Was like, I was out in the crowd, and then I was like, whoa, there are horn players playing horn around me in the crowd.
50 people up there.
And you know, they're in the crowd for part of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
The first time that I saw Mama Dig Downs was, I don't know, it was probably sometime in the early 90s. And they were at the Mifflin Street Block Party, just, you know, marching through the crowd. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
That's perfect.
That is.
So anyway, we're really stoked to be a part of that ticket. I think all three bands are going to bring a different type of, type of funk.
Absolutely.
And a lot of energy. So it should be a fun night from start to finish.
Oh, yeah. Well, it sounds like it.
We appreciate you guys, and it's going to be so much fun. Works Music, you got a .com? Is it
Work the Band.
Work the Band.
W-U-R-K the Band.
There you go. Plus, you're up on Bandcamp, I believe. You're on the socials.
All the socials. Yep. Oh, yeah. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Frank, thank Max, you. Thank you so much for coming in and being awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for the awesome work.
I'll keep working
awesome
for you.
Awesome shows, too.
Yeah. keep that new music. I love the second song we're going to play, Ignition, in just a couple of minutes. But right now...
Oh, yeah, that's our most latest release.
Yes, it is. We've been playing it a lot here on Max Inc. Mm-hmm. Radio. You know why? Because we're local music.
MaxInc Radio. Radio for the people.
edition. That's Work on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. During the interview, Max and Frank brought up the People's Fest that's happening in August. People Builders Band on Facebook to get all the details on that. It inspired me to play some People Builders Band for you. Live in the Devil's Lair is coming up next on Max Inc. Radio. Electric, the People Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Check them out in Monona, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. And live in the Devil's Lair is coming up in just a couple of minutes with Charlie Boy. But first, the Civil Engineers and Buenos Aires on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What I feel all around is a general apathy to the beat of the music inside of me. Here we go now, pick it up, darling, it's plain to see that together we are stronger.
To Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.